More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There's some new data out that tells you just how heartless Democrats are. 73% of migrants bused to New York City are still in homeless shelters. Illegal aliens released into the U.S. by the Biden's Department of Homeland Security are now linked to the robbery gang in New York City that also became famous. Now, this is connected to another interesting poll. There's a new poll out that says Republicans are keeping their lead in the battle with Democrats for control of the House. Now, Democrats were gaining on Republicans' lead as the party's fight for the control of the House was going down in a big way about a month ago. But a recent poll shows a new shift in the momentum as the midterm elections approach. CBS News was forced to report on Sunday the Republicans' House lead has stabilized at 224 seats to the Democrats' 211. That according to a new CBS poll. All right, but first let me tell you real quick about my good friends over at TurtleBox. If you love to be outside and listen to music, if you're looking for the perfect gift for any outdoorsman in your life, then you need to buy the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker that there is. It is the loudest, it's truly waterproof, and it has an ultra-long battery life. It is called TurtleBox. You can also create your own color combinations for your favorite college team. That's right, you can mix and match the box color with a custom handle to create your own team colors. This is perfect for fishing, hunting, tailgating, backyard parties, the perfect tailgating sound system, and the perfect gift for any man in your life if you want to blow him away. Check it out, and I'm going to save you money. You can go to turtleboxaudio.com. You'll get $20 off and free shipping if you use my promo code BEN. That's TurtleBox Audio, turtleboxaudio.com. Use the promo code BEN. Now, the reason, according to the news outlet, was the crumbling economy in President Joe Biden's America that has burdened its citizens with worries about their financial situation, and it's getting worse. The Battleground Tracker found that 65% of registered voters said the economy is, in fact, getting worse. There's still some lunatics out there that say that 15% actually believe the economy is getting better. That's insane. 65% say it's getting worse, and 20% say it's staying the same. Now, more voters feel the Democrats' policies have, quote, been harmful rather than helpful to the economy. This, especially with independent voters that can sway elections. Two-thirds of registered voters overall think the Biden administration could be doing more to combat inflation and what's happening in the economy. For the first time in CBS News Battleground Tracker, updated since the summer, Democrats have not cut into the Republicans' House lead. That was the headline on Face the Nation.
Our new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll shows the Republicans are still favored to capture the House with an estimated 224-seat majority. That's 6 seats more than they need to take control. Our last estimates showed Democrats narrowing the gap, but that momentum has stalled. CBS News Elections and Surveys Director Anthony Salvanto is here to tell us why. Good morning to you, Anthony. What indicates momentum is stalling and why?
Good morning, Margaret. So this is the first time since we've updated the tracker throughout the summer and into the early fall where Democrats haven't been cutting into that Republican lead. And it comes at a time when people think the economy is getting worse. In fact, 2/3 of people say that. Now, we've gotten bad news this week about inflation, and the way that people interact with that often is gas prices. Well, there's been this stark turnaround. It was in August. People thought they saw gas prices going down. Now, majority says they think that they're going up in their area. So that's one point. But we wanted to understand, how does this connect politically? So I asked specifically, who's responsible for this? And are the Democrats and Joe Biden responsible for this? And the answer is somewhat. People understand that there are other factors there. They know there's global factors. They know there's supply issues. But Democrats are, on balance, seen as having been more harmful than helpful. Now, a president is always somewhat tied to their economy. And Joe Biden, when asked, gets some...
By the way, I love this. They're like, well, I mean, these presidents are always tied to their economy, to the economy. It's his economy. Of course he should be tied to it. To imply that you shouldn't be tied to it would be stupid, right? I mean, they act like somehow, well, it's very unfortunate, right? It's very unfortunate that you have this moment here. It's very, very unfortunate that you have this situation, right, where this is what's going on. It's very unfortunate that you have this moment where we are seeing, you know, where Joe Biden's being held accountable for the economy. It's his economy. I mean, it's actually his economy. How would it, the idea that he shouldn't be held accountable for his economy and the policies that he created is just stupid. But that's exactly what this reporter was trying to imply. Well, you know, it's not his fault. I mean, the economy's so bad. Okay, then whose fault is it? If it's not his fault, then tell me whose fault it is. I really genuinely am asking. I want to know. Tell me whose fault it is. Please enlighten me. Expand on this for me. Tell me whose fault it actually is. Now, he goes on to say this instead of telling you the truth, right? The truth is this is the president's fault. The truth is, this is all his fault. And instead, he tries to separate the polls from the president's actual policies.
Responsibility for this, not necessarily a lot, but 2/3 of people do say they think he and the administration could be doing more. Mm. So all that nets out. Democrats are still losing people for whom the economy is the most important issue. They're still trailing with people who say that their financial situation isn't good. And that is part of the reason that stalled.
By the way, I love this. They act like there's, he goes, well, he's really hurting with people that think the economy, you know, if the economy is an important issue to them, then that's where we're seeing this negative connotation for the president. Why not be intellectually honest and say, by the way, for the majority of Americans, the economy is the number one issue. Why not actually just say that? Why not tell the truth? And just explain it that way. Why not just tell the honest truth that, hey, the economy is the number one issue. And the president is losing people on this number one issue. Why not be intellectually honest and tell that's part of the story? The only reason why they refuse to, the only reason why they won't, is because they don't want to have to admit that, number one, this economy is his economy. It is Joe Biden's economy. That's number one, first and foremost. And number two, they don't want to also have to admit just how bad things are for them going into the midterms. So they somehow try to say, well, I mean, obviously it doesn't look good for the president if your number one issue is the economy. That is the number one issue in the polls. So tell people that. Be honest with them about it. No, we can't do that. We're the liberal media. That's not our place, right? So instead, he concludes his report by saying this on CBS.
I should add this. Up until now, we've talked a lot about the abortion issue because that's been underpinning a lot of those Democratic gains. It is still critical. Democrats are still winning voters who prioritize the abortion issue. But the thing is, there are not more of them in the electorate now than there were last month. So it's always been this fight about what is this election about? To the extent that Democrats cannot make it more about the abortion issue than it has been, that helps keep those balance of power
right
in place.
So, balance of power is this. Democrats try to make this election about abortion. That failed. Why not just say that? Hey, this was a big failure for them, right? This is a big problem for them. It was a big failure. It didn't work out well for them. They shouldn't have played the game this way. They shouldn't have gone all in on Roe v. Wade. Or at least tell the truth and say, look, they probably should have realized that abortion isn't going to get you to the finish line. Yes, there may have been some outrage early on, but if you move on down the road, it just wasn't there. Why not say that? Because you don't want to tell the truth. Why tell the truth, right, when you can just flat out lie? You don't have to tell the truth, right? Just lie about it. Lie about all of it. And tell people somehow it's different. Now, there's another poll out. Number one thing Democrats have been trying to focus on is energy independence through green and alternative religion, right? Green alternative energy. Well, now we know that less than 2% of Americans, and write this down and remind your friends of this when you're having your next political discussion, less than 2% of Americans believe focusing on replacing gas vehicles with electric vehicles will provide the U.S. with energy independence. In a new survey released this week, the survey asks, what do you believe is most likely to provide America with reliable long-term energy independence? A plurality, 40.6%, said they believe increasing domestic oil and gas production will provide America with energy independence. Then 25.5% said that focusing on, quote, new energy investments and renewable like solar and wind will achieve that. In other words, the Democrats got it wrong on that issue, too. I want to tell you about our good friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month, and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan, and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, what's going to drive people to the polls? And Democrats, again, they got it wrong on the issue of abortion. They got it wrong on renewable energy. They got it wrong on electric vehicles. I mean, hell, 1 in 4 public electric vehicle charging stations in San Francisco don't work right now. There's also another interesting trend. People are waking up from the fear-mongering of the left. When you have more than 10% of Americans say it's time to actually build additional nuclear power plants, you know Americans are hurting. And how bad is it right now? The Biden economy is terrible. Roughly. And these are just the numbers that you need to understand. Eggs are up 30%+ in price. Gasoline up 18.2% since last year. In fact, CNN was forced to say this on their big Sunday morning talk show, State of the Union. Listen.
Viewers, some of the other data points that they deal with every single day. The price of eggs has gone up more than 30%. Gas, chicken, coffee, milk, bread have all gone up significantly. These are real kitchen table issues for Americans.
By the way, if you want to know how much they've gone up, eggs up 30.5, gasoline up 18.2 year over year, chicken up 17.2% year over year, 17.2% for chicken, coffee up 15.7% year over year, milk up 15.2% year over year, bread is up 14.7% year over year. These are huge numbers. So what does the White House economic advisor say? Biden's advisor says this in response to what CNN just put up on the screen.
Absolutely. And the price of food is part of our inflation challenge. We are focused on it to the best of our abilities. Part of the challenge for food is actually through energy. And so Putin's war against Ukraine, where he has weaponized natural gas, he's weaponized energy, shows up in food prices as well, because energy is a big component of fertilizer. We have been working to ease ports, which actually helps to ensure that farmers are able to export their products and they're not sitting on a lot of inventory. Our agriculture department is doing what it can to try to increase supply and increase yields through programs such as helping farmers with double cropping. So there's no question that families are feeling the squeeze. It's why the president is focused on trying to bring down costs. The Inflation Reduction Act, while it doesn't directly speak to food, does go to medical care. It goes to energy costs. And so we are focused on trying to help families get through this.
Let me point to another data point that excludes food and energy, the so-called core inflation number.
They are stupid. Or they know they're lying to you. You get to pick. It can't be both. I don't believe that the White House is stupid. I think there's very smart people around the president. I think their economic advisors and team are very smart. I think they know exactly what they're saying, and I think they know what they're selling you, and I think they know it's total crap. And I think they do believe that you are stupid enough to vote for them again. I think they believe that you are stupid enough, right, in this scenario to pull this kind of crap off. I think they are stupid. They believe you're stupid enough that they can sell this to you and enough of you will go, all right, I'm with it. I'm in on it. Let's do it. That's what I do believe. I think that's it. I think that is their thing. And if they come out there and keep saying it the way they keep saying it to you, right? Just like this big article from Politico, voting machines used in several swing states can be hacked, but any hacking likely will not affect the election outcome, the report says. How do they know that? Right? This is the same story that I mentioned earlier that is another perfect example. You have the ex-CNN boss, Jeff Zucker, who is accused now of being partisan and not covering the Hunter Biden story. It shouldn't be accused. It's a fact, right? The former CNN president defended the network's lack of coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop, saying, well, it's not like he was arrested, right? It would have been inappropriate to give it all this airtime because he wasn't arrested. So that's the new standard, right? So all the time that they gave to Donald Trump and impeachment and to the Russian hoax, he wasn't charged any crime, so why did y'all go wall-to-wall coverage for days, weeks, months, and years? You want to explain that to me? I really do genuinely want to know. How do you explain that away? Tell me. I want to know. I want to know exactly how that is, how you can justify all of that, because Donald Trump wasn't charged with any crimes, right? He wasn't arrested. You guys covered all of these issues. Every issue you could get your hands on, you guys covered when it came to anything negative about the Trump family. If they weren't charged with a crime, then my question I have to go back to is, okay, no one's charged with a crime, then how can you claim, how can you say that it deserved all of that airtime? These guys are full of crap, and everyone knows it. They are totally and completely and utterly full of crap. But this is all they have, right? This is it ahead of the midterms. You tell people that all this, all the price of eggs and gas and chicken and coffee that's going up, and then if that doesn't work, you just tell them, hey, it's Vladimir Putin's fault, right? It's all Vladimir Putin's fault. They just hope that whatever happens, you won't pay attention to it, right? You got the FBI, bigger problems there. James Comer has come out in exclusive this morning saying the crime family has been influence peddling, we now know, for decades, and the FBI did nothing, because this is a story that everybody should be talking about, yet none of them are talking about it.
I mean, there is so much to look at, from the Russia collusion made-up story to the FBI protecting Hillary Clinton and her email scandal to killing and censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story. What's most important to you? What is going to be your priority? Because I want to get into this 150 suspicious activity reports that came about of the Biden family and all of their money in and out of accounts.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the facts with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the entire Biden crime family, as I would call it. They've been influence peddling for a decade. And Hunter Biden's committed serious crimes. As you mentioned, 150 suspicious activity reports. Those are the most severe bank violations. This is when the bank notifies the federal government that we're pretty confident our client has committed a crime. He's had multiple banks file 150 suspicious activity reports saying that we believe each instance was another act of a crime, but yet the FBI did nothing about it. And Timothy Tebow can resign from the FBI. He can refuse to answer our questions now. But in January, after the midterms, we're hopefully going to be in the majority. I will have a gavel. I will have subpoena power. Jim Jordan will have subpoena power in the Judiciary Committee. And Tim Tebow is going to be a person of great interest for both the Oversight and Judiciary Committees. Look, we need to hold people accountable in the FBI for wrongdoing. We need to set an example. Then we need to reform the FBI and move forward. But from a priority for the Oversight Committee, look, we're investigating Hunter Biden because we believe he's a national security threat, and we fear that he's compromised Joe Biden. So a lot of the bad policies, the energy policies, the foreign policies that Joe Biden has enacted that put America last, we believe this was done because he's compromised because of his family's shady business dealings with our adversaries.
Shady business dealings with our adversaries. That is what we really need to be focusing on the final days going into this election. That is the issue that needs to be front and center here. And James Comer understands this. You've got all these suspicious activity reports. Where is the media on that issue? Can someone tell me where they are on that one? Because apparently nobody wants to talk about that in the media now. Why? I have no idea, except maybe they're hacks. Maybe they're hacks and they don't want to talk about it because they're hacks. Maybe they know how damning it is to the president if they do talk about it. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement, because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now, take a listen to, again, Maria Bartiromo doing an excellent job asking questions about the Biden crime family because there's new information that's come out. It's clear that this was a crime family for decades, and how is the FBI doing nothing to stop them? This is what everybody needs to be telling their friends about. So make sure you, again, take our podcast, share it with your family and friends, tell them to listen to this part.
How are you going to get around the fact that they just won't cooperate? That FBI agent who told us all about election integrity ordered Igor Danchenko to erase all evidence from his phone of his role in the attempted coup of President Trump. They also hid all this stuff from Devin Nunes when he was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He didn't know that Igor Danchenko was on the payroll. He didn't know that they were offering Christopher Steele $1 million. What are you going to do about it to get to the bottom if they keep hiding all of this stuff?
Well, we're going to use the subpoena authority. They're going to be required to testify under oath. We're also going to be deposing a lot of people. This isn't just going to be centered around the usual suspects that are in the news, a lot, Tebow and Christopher Wray. This is going to include a lot of lower level people. We're already working with whistleblowers. I think we're further along than a lot of people realize with respect to trying to hold people accountable in the FBI for wrongdoing. And look, with this Hunter Biden situation, it's only getting worse. And a lot of people say, well, he, you know, his father did that interview on CNN and say, well, he straightened up. You know, he got on drugs and he straightened up now. But the influence peddling, Maria, predated the drug addiction. And then if you look at the story right at the beginning of the Biden administration that people forget about, he sold all that artwork for $500,000 plus. We're pretty confident that artwork went to China. And we want to know more about who bought that. So there's been misdeeds that have been that have happened with Hunter Biden.
Can we just pause and stop on the artwork? I need you to understand how artwork works to funnel money. When you buy artwork, you do not have to disclose who bought the artwork, right? It's a great way to funnel money. It's a great way to hide money. It's a great way to launder money. It's a great way to wash dirty money. That's why Hunter Biden out of nowhere becomes an artist. They realize that they can sell artwork for $50, $75, $100, $150, $200,000, and it's a bribe to the Biden crime family, and no one can stop them, and you won't know who wrote the check because you don't have to. Right? You can be anonymous. Now, there was a very significant moment there that Comer just said, and he says, we believe that the artwork that he sold, the $500,000 plus he sold, went to China. Do you really think there's a bunch of people in China that are dying to buy Hunter Biden artwork? I think you know the answer to that, and I know the answer to that, and I think we can all agree the answer is hell no. Do I think there's a $500,000 worth of artwork that people want to get their hands on of Hunter Biden, specifically in China, right? This hot market, like we do, we got to get more of this. We got to get more right now. We get more of this Hunter Biden art. They're just buying it by the truckload over here in China. We love this stuff. I promise you, we're going to end up finding out that this is going to be going to state-sponsored Chinese communist government individuals who are buying influence, who are peddling influence. That's what this is going to be. And how is this not illegal? Can you imagine if the Trump family started selling artwork in China, what they would have done? It would have been a full-blown investigation. It would have been also, I'm sure, as you know, impeachment. And I'm not saying it shouldn't have been impeachment, by the way, but you and I both know it would have been impeachment. They would have said it would have been a full-on investigation. You would have had whistleblowers. Somebody would have leaked where the money was coming from somewhere. It would have happened. There's no way to look around it. There's no way to act like it wasn't happening or it didn't happen. Like, we know this is how that would have gone down. And what Comer's saying is, they're doing this right in front of your face. And it's like the media is just like, we don't care. Democrats are like, we don't care either because they're on our team.
In both the Obama-Biden administration and the Biden administration. So we've got a lot of answers to get for the American people. We're not going to let up, but we have to have subpoena power. So these November 8th elections are crucial to be able to give the American people the answers they want. And the last thing that, you know, everyone that watches your show, Maria, they want people held accountable for wrongdoing. It seems like no one's ever held accountable for wrongdoing. We realize this in the Republican majority, and we want to focus on trying to hold people accountable in addition to fixing the problems at the FBI and with the Biden influence peddling.
Congressman, this could not be more important. The three countries that apparently have given the Biden family the most money, China, tens of millions of dollars, Russia, we know we have identified a $3.5 million check from the former mayor's wife of Moscow, who sent money to the Biden family. Ukraine, which is now getting crushed by Russia. These are the countries that Joe Biden has to make decisions about on behalf of the American people. How can he, if he's compromised and has taken all this money in? Look at this last email that was exposed by your colleague, Devin Nunes. I'm sorry, by your colleague, Daryl Issa from the Hunter laptop. And it basically shows Jim Biden trying to lobby the Qataris, saying my family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels. And here you are telling us about the art. What arrogance. How much arrogance can one have after all of this that has been exposed in a laptop, that you could actually begin becoming president and have your son do artwork and sell it to the Chinese, still continuing that influence peddling, even while he's a sitting president?
It's sickening. And again, where was the FBI on all of this? That email shows that this family was engaged in influence peddling. There's a lawsuit in Kentucky now with the president's brother where he was trying to sell his services to a healthcare startup in Nashville, Tennessee, that he could acquire seed capital from the United Arab Emirates. So it's not just China, Ukraine, Russia. It's the Middle East, too. All the places where Joe Biden's made huge mistakes, you can trace back to influence peddling from his family. And that's why it's so important that we investigate Hunter Biden, because he has probably compromised this administration, and the American people deserve better.
He has probably compromised this administration. You go back to the James Biden email that you just mentioned. That should be the reminder that everybody should know about. All of this, right? All of this is the whole ball game. Chuck Todd, Meet the Press today, said 44 states voted for same party for president in 5 of the last 6 elections. Can that change this time? Here is their take on the election map.
Welcome back. It is no secret the country is polarized. All you have to do is look at Washington by the numbers. Take a look at the U.S. Senate here, 50-50. The House is almost as close, 220 to 212. And here's a number that should really be a bit disturbing to folks. Believe it or not, 44 states have voted for the same party for president in 5 of the last 6 elections. Take a look at the 6 states that don't fit that category. So to better understand these national divisions, I traveled to Wisconsin. a state that truly represents political polarization in our country and what we've undergone in recent years. I sat down with two former Wisconsin governors of opposite parties who both knew how to win big in this divided state back in the 90s and the early aughts. In 1994, incumbent Governor Tommy Thompson, he won by more than 35 percentage points and all but one of Wisconsin's 72 counties. And this came in between two presidential wins in the state for a Democrat, Bill Clinton at the time. In 2002, Democrat Jim Doyle's margin was narrower than Thompson's, but he still carried 43 counties, including many in the rural north of the state, something that would be basically unheard of in this current political climate. So what's changed? What does it tell us about the nation as a whole?
Jim and I, you know, are friends, but I would never, in modern day politics, I would not want to debate him. I wouldn't even want to talk to him,
right?
Because I'm afraid somebody from my right would run against me. Jim would feel the same way. Somebody from the George Soros left would come against him.
Right.
So we have become paralyzed because we have redistricted to such an extent that a Republican state is going to be a Republican state, a Democrat, except on a statewide ballot, but individual districts, and that has become the partisan parochialism that it is today.
Sir, would you disagree with anything he just said there?
No, I agree, but I would add this. One of the reasons Wisconsin is so much the center of this now is you look at the demographics of the state and the big divisions that have happened in the country, rural and small town against cities, big expanding economies like Madison against rural economies that are struggling. Those have happened all over. It's just in Wisconsin, when you add those up, it's a 50-50 state. So, I was the attorney general when Governor Thompson was governor, and we certainly had our fights. But there were times that he would win 60% of the vote at the top of the ballot, right, and then the next line down would be me, and I'd win 60% of the vote. That is never going to happen.
59%. Today. You never got 60.
I got 60 in that.
It's now, there are no swing voters. It's two states in one. That's what Dan Balls called it. It's really two states, right?
The point they're making is a really good one. Right now, we've got a really, really good chance to flip things. But if we don't show up, we'll be just as divided today as we were yesterday. You got to show up, folks. That's what they're telling you. All right. I want to, again, ask you to please share our podcast. Hit that subscribe button or auto download so you get it free, this show, every day. Plus, if you write us a 5-star review, it helps us reach many more conservatives. If you'll do that, we'd appreciate it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.